Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Starfield Raw. I am Joe the Widget. This is episode number 32, and I am joined by my amazing co-host, starting with the explorer that everyone loves, Mr. Rook.
What's up, everybody? It's going to be a good show. We got contest information, so let's get to it.
And we're joined, as always, by R.I.P. Archon.
I like that. We should stick with that.
All right, guys. So, yeah, like Rook mentioned, we got the contest winner. It was interesting. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We've got some extra little goodies that we brought up for you guys. We've got around Discord, the usual stuff. Me and Rook are going to do our end game. So, Rook, I'm going to let you kick it off, man.
All right. So, my end game was nothing too special. I ended up getting injured in a stupid way and strained one of my muscles. And so, playing on my computer was really hard this week. But I toughed it out for you guys. No, but seriously, I did get injured. I did sprain my trap, but I gamed where I could. And I spent 5 hours working on the design of my ship just to scrap it all, reload an old save, and start doing it over again. Spent another 5 hours doing the exact same thing. Didn't like it, scrapped it, and did it. And I think I got a build I actually like now.
Where are the pictures at, man?
It's not finished yet. I still got a couple more things I got to add to the ship, but I ran out of money.
When I was doing the designer quest for Eklund Stroud, it cracked me up because they've been apparently working on this ship design for months and couldn't come up with a solution. Yeah, we build them in a couple hours. Those guys are noobs.
Such noobs.
Call themselves master engineers.
Also, I figured out I'm going to build my base in the Leviathan system, like I said last week. I am trying to figure out how to do the layout because I have ideas in my head and I haven't figured out how to put them on screen, so that's going to take some work to do because I want to actually make it look like a nice functioning military resort.
So you gotta tell me, dude, where, how are we looking for the Crimson Fleet?
I won't jump into the Crimson Fleet. I haven't forgotten that one yet. It's right now it's on my mind to do it with my bounty hunter because she's the character that would most likely join them. So I'm probably going to jump to my bounty hunter and play her a bit and join Crimson Fleet.
The listeners want to know.
Yeah,
what's it like being a bounty hunter?
And waiting.
I know. Y'all just been waiting and waiting and waiting.
And I'm going to keep harassing you until we get the results so we can talk about the Crimson Fleet.
And I'm going to sit here and keep procrastinating.
Yeah, that's about right.
I'm going to run. I'll try running it this weekend.
Hey, Rook, don't do the Crimson Fleet at all.
Man, why are they telling me not? Now I gotta go do the Crimson Fleet. I'm being told not to do it, and now I gotta go do it.
You'd hate it. You should. Don't even think about it. Don't even do it.
Turns around, I actually do hate it.
I hope not. That'd be a letdown, huh?
That would be a letdown, especially since y'all been talking up to Crimson Fleet so much.
It's my jam. I did that quest 3 times in a row through 3 different characters. Mostly because I just want the money.
Everybody knows my favorite quest line is the FC quest line, and I've only done that twice.
Thought it was Freestar.
FC.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Freestar thinking. Collective. Yeah,
exactly. For some reason, my brain went to the other side.
The UC.
The UC.
The only ones that's different is the CF.
Now we're just throwing things out there. The VU.
Of course.
Or VR.
Whatever they are.
Ver-oom. So what else you got going on? Is that it? Or
that was pretty much it. I was a little too drugged up on muscle relaxers to really focus on the game. I didn't really do much more than that.
Muscle relaxers, in quotes here.
Yeah.
Hey. What I do on my own time is my thing. No. But seriously.
I locked into my game this week. And I don't know if there was some kind of minor background update they didn't release or something like that, because my game started rebuilding all of its shaders. Took forever.
Had it happen a couple of times on mine.
But here's what made me think something happened, because when I got into the game, all my noob tips started popping up on everything. Every menu I went to, you do this, this, and this. Oh, you get a skill point. You do this, this, and this with it. I haven't seen those in 6 months. So it was a little weird that that was all popping up.
That is a weird bug.
Yeah, my character has been all kinds of weird since that I lost my save data. Maybe, and I forgot.
Maybe the game knows you're a noob.
Yeah, maybe. If I'm a noob after playing this many hours, then I just should not be playing. I forgot.
Such a noob.
Right?
Noob is a skill level thing, not a amount of time.
In that case, I am a massive epic pro.
Oh.
I'm going to pull out a slamp rifle. Everything else, no. And I forgot that after a certain point in the main story, when you get your powers, the Starborn start showing up to beat up on you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that right after that magic point in the story, and one popped up, so I started shooting at it, and we got a little firefight. Went through mags. He got through two of his health bars. Andrasia, he goes around the corner. Andrasia comes out of the corner, pulls her gun out that I just gave her. Boom. One shot, and the guy literally splatters all over the side of the temple. It was amazing. She is powerful with that Varum gun. Like, it's scary. I went and did the cryo base, and I didn't get mad at her for constantly breaking my stealth, because she was just killing everything. Killing level 80s, one, two hits, no problem. Yeah, and I went, huh?
So she's tough.
Yeah, give her the right weapon. She can be nasty. And I went to grab my minigun, that one that I bought, the legendary one that cost me a fortune, my robot deleter. And I picked it up, and it was completely missing. So my hands are in the right position, but there's no gun. And when in my menu, there's no gun. And it's all whited out, so it's just a white item with minimal damage, like 13 damage, and none of the specials. So somehow my minigun got deleted. I guess they figured it was too powerful. So now it's my phantom gun, and I haven't tested firing it to see if it still is a robot deleter yet, because it would delete a level 80, 90 robot in like 3 seconds after it spun up. Oh, well. Little weird things have been happening quite a bit ever since that incident. I'm still that incident where I lost 20-something levels in an entire new game plus. I'm still trying to power through the main story, and I gotta get to the Unity. So I was doing that mission, Cryolab, and I went up to the front area where there was two guys, went stealth, went sniping, sniped one of the guys, he dropped, no problem. The other guy turned away from me in a weird side angle, hid behind a pole, and I don't know if he was bugged or glitched or if it was normal, but his butt was sticking out of the pole. And nothing else. I took aim on it and killed him. And the imagery that went into my head was just bad.
You literally blew him a new hole.
I blew off his butt completely. Yeah, I ripped his poop chute clean off. That's all I could picture. He died of embarrassment. It was bad. I went through the entire lab using only 19 rounds. I checked to see how much I had before I went in to see how well I could do. Used 19 rounds and took out 19 people. Including the Starborn right before the artifact. And I was doing that, coming around a corner, doing that quick scoping and taking everybody out. It was so much fun. I wish I would have recorded it. It was epic. I even took out the Starborn guy right at the artifact, right when he appears. He didn't even get a full chance to become visible before my 50 cal round got introduced to his forehead, and he just stopped being invisible anymore.
Nice.
Got introduced to his forehead. Nice. I like that.
Forehead, yeah. Meet round. Round, meet forehead.
You'd be best friends. I went back to the lodge, and I got to that point where right before the hunter comes into attack, so I use the Starborn option to prevent the attack from happening.
Okay.
Because right before it happens, you have an option to do Starborn where you warn them that the hunter is going to attack and that we need to take all the artifacts and move them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you go, then that's when it brings you right to the chance to build your armillary, whatever you want to call that stupid thing. And I built it in my ship, and as soon as you do that, the hunter appears in your ship. And he goes a little dialogue about, yeah, you did this, okay, I get you, I see you, I won't touch anybody. And then it was just very amusing. It's only the second time I've done that. And I did not remember that conversation until it happened again.
I see you, boo. I see you.
And the nice thing is it allows me to skip a few of the quests. Yeah, I think I get to skip that really, really annoying one. Yeah.
Which and
I
was really annoying.
The one where you have to go save those people that are caught in two dimensions.
Oh, you don't get to skip that one, though.
I thought there was a way you can skip it without...
I don't think so. It just skips a couple of the earlier missions.
Well, I'm in a little bit further on than earlier missions. I'll have to look, but I thought I got the chance to skip it, because I think I have to go meet with the hunter and the other dude. Emissary and have that conversation, and then I'll get a chance to either go to the moon or skip the moon. Then I think it's like one or two more quests. Yeah, I might have to do it because that happens right around the moon, and then go fight them and go.
Yeah, I think that's what you skip is the moon part.
I know you get the option to do that later after you meet with them.
Right.
I was just hoping for an easier way to get through it. I don't care if I don't marry Andrasia. I just want to get through it.
Oh, you care.
But they all say. And we all know you care.
I've married her 3 times.
That's it?
Well, the first time I didn't get to the marrying part. I went to Unity before that happened, like a noob.
You noob.
Before I even got all my powers, that was like the biggest
thing. See, that's why the game thinks you're a noob and need all these tooltips.
Yeah, it has to be something like that, right?
Yep.
And didn't see my massive 19-round demolish of its base?
Nope, did not see that, no.
No, I guess not. Well, guys, let's talk about our contest.
I won.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
the winner is Rook.
He has never built a outpost yet, but dang it, his idea was just that good, guys. Sorry. The community, like promised, we gave the community a vote that counted for 1/4 of the total vote, and they did vote for Dracilis. It was a couple for Hicks, but then the rest of them went for Dracilis. The host talked about it in length, and we both decided on the winner. All three of us actually were unanimous.
We both.
All three of us were unanimous on this decision, because I can talk straight. I swear I can. And who is the winner, guys?
The winner is
Hicks. Hicks is the winner.
Yeah, and I really liked what Dracilis did. He was definitely the runner-up in a big way. It was very close. But Dracilis kind of fit what we were looking... Not Dracilis, but I'm sorry, Hicks. He fit what we were looking for in a factory. It really looked like a factory.
Yeah, it gave me definite factory vibes, and that's why I voted for it. Just seeing the different pictures he posted, like, I saw a factory there. And that's what I was looking for is did it jump out at me and look like a factory? So
yeah. That was the first thing I noticed is when I looked at Hicks' photos, the one where it looks like there's little buildings in the background that look like warehouses or housing for workers or whatnot. That's what did it for me, because he laid those out to where they looked like they were part of a factory. Now, don't get us wrong. This isn't by no means a hit on Dracilis's.
Oh, gosh, no. He did phenomenal with it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was an awesome build on his base.
What really put him really close to winning this was his automations.
Yeah, he had a lot of automation on there.
Yeah, it was really impressive. And yet, the funny thing is, one of our requirements was to have 3 resources, and only one of our entries actually showed the resources.
Well, at least he showed one resource, and then the planet where he was located, where he had a bunch of resources. But
not our most popular contest, but it was fun. People were asking us to do a contest for like the fighter ship build, as well as the one for like a more homey outpost. So
that's the one I'm thinking most people will probably do is the resort outpost.
We wanted to do the factory one as more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you guys stepped up and you did it. And it was pretty awesome seeing your guys' results. And we really appreciate it. Hicks, if you will be so kind as to message me in Discord and we will talk about your prize, good sir. And congratulations.
Here's your 1,000,000 gummy bears.
Hey, congratulations.
That's too expensive, man. I'm not buying someone 1,000,000 gummy bears. Now, I did this little extra thing that some people were talking about resource links in Discord, and it got me thinking about doing some facts about Starfield that we really haven't done yet.
Yeah, we haven't done a facts thing about Starfield. You're right.
So I pulled up. We went to Starfield Commandium, and I think I just butchered that name for some reason. Anyway, went there, and they have a little facts page that I found very amusing.
Welcome to the jungle! We got fun and games!
So what is this about Welcome to the Jungle? Come on.
Well, the very first thing I just saw as I opened up the page was one of the facts is they call it Welcome to the Jungle on Pyrus because it has 7 unique organic resources on there.
And it has the most unique in the entire system from what I looked up.
It was just the very first thing I saw was Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, they did it in kind of like an achievement thing. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that glitters, boar. So many unique inorganic resources, 26 on boar.
That's going to be a pain if you have to go there and start searching everything.
That's one place you want to go to build an outpost.
I need to go there just so I can see how long it takes me to scan it all.
I looked it up, and it's got all the necessary resources, like aluminum and things like that, plus a whole bunch of extra ones.
Nice.
From what I saw, it's potential to probably get up to 6 resources in one spot.
That's useful. You could literally turn that into your manufacturing planet.
Yeah. The only problem is it doesn't have the sleep time similar to what the other places do.
Oh, but, where it goes faster.
Yeah, where it goes faster. But it's still got a ton, and you can do a ton with it. What's next?
Here's one. Mouthful. It's called Mouthful. Copernicus Minor 1A. It is the longest celestial body name. You can repeat it. Can you repeat it fast 10 times in a row?
No.
I will say no. I had a hard time saying it once.
There's no way in Hades. It's not happening. Roll off the tongue, Io. The shortest name.
Can you say that one 10 times fast? Io.
That turns into some kind of weird chant.
Io, 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 Io,
Io. Io, Io, Io. Yeah, it sounds like some type of weird, like, I don't know.
A machine.
This is about potato salad.
Delta Pavonis has the most asteroids of all the systems. It has two.
What is this? Asteroid belts or asteroids? Or
asteroid. Oh, probably I think asteroids. Asteroids
in the moon circulation around them. Yeah, yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Well, here's one for favorite.
Yeah. Go for it.
Planning for days.
I hated that one. I have been to Cheyenne and started scanning it, and I gave up because how much was on.
143 sort resources to scan on that planet.
I wonder why they put Akira on there. That's a perfect place for Akira. They have plenty of resources. And yeah. One of them is the Ashtu. The creatures that want to kill you.
Yeah, the Ashta or whatever you want to call them. The one that one-shot me last episode.
Mm-hmm. Light as a feather.
No, hold on one second. I've seen someone found a spot right outside of Akila City on Cheyenne that was really epic, and it was a perfect place to build an outpost in terms of looks. And I gotta look that up and find it because it was really, really neat. But anyway,
Cheyenne is a very beautiful planet.
It is, and so is the one with New Atlantis.
I haven't really gone around Jameson that much.
I've done it a little bit and explored it. It was in my very brief exploring times.
So I got to interrupt our thing right now, and I just realized they have all of the pictures are pretty cool that they use for this. They made them look like the Skills.
Yeah, they did. That's what I was saying. It looks really neat.
Light as a feather, Mimas. How high can you jump on a planet with 0.01G of gravity?
I really want to go there and do that now.
I want the guy who boosted, what was it? He went to that one planet and just kept boosting as high as he could and killed himself when he landed.
Go to Mimas and jump. Nope. In.
Where is that one, though? It's a question.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be too hard to find.
Ooh,
on the flip side, though, you've got Groom Ridge 2, where it's got a gravity of 2.18G.
You jump, it's just like, beep.
I got a half inch hang time. Yes. That kind of negates the booster packs entirely. You just won't be able to do anything.
So apparently the best location for development is Shoza. The system of Shoza contains all basic elements required to build an outpost for production of basic elements such as adaptive frame and zero wire, with the bonus of having adhesive, too.
That could be an arguable thing. I mean, I see your point.
No. Adhesive.
Well, that's viable.
How do you farm adhesive there?
Off of
it has
plants.
The elements you need to make adhesive.
The plants drop adhesive.
What?
Yeah.
The next one is the easiest system to scan if you want to be an explorer. Captain Star.
Yep. One.
One planet. One planet. And if I remember correctly, I don't remember if it's one you can land on. Oh, no, it is one.
It is one, yeah.
On. And it has like three elements.
That's the easy system to get through. I might do that just to say I did scan the entire system. I just won't say which one.
The next one is straight out of the Fast and the Furious franchise. Because nothing is stronger than family.
Family.
And that is Cheyenne with 35 celestial bodies. Cheyenne offers a lot of places to explore, which is why it has really 143 resources to scan.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've built around those moons quite a bit, my outposts, because they're just really good for that. Dirt poor.
Yeah, the flip side is Van Manen's star, which only has two resources total on the entire planet. Well,
yeah,
star.
So don't crash land there. You'll never make it out alive.
I know, right?
So I kind of took those facts and I went a little bit further and went to other sites and compiled a bunch of facts for you guys that I thought could be interesting. They kind of geared a lot towards Mr. Rook over here. The most abundant biomes in the game. As in, as I thought this was very fascinating. The first one, it should be extremely obvious, but I'm going to go in reverse order.
Snow.
The frozen. Ice. See, so number 4 and 5 were separated by only one. See, these counts are how many of these occurrences happen in the entire universe. So number 5 is hills with 238 appearances. Ocean, number 4, 239.
That's amazing that there's difference. Only 239 oceans in the game.
Ocean biomes. I mean, that's big. But
I bet you there's only one planet with a river.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Number 3, if I can get my mountains, at 299, kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Number 2, frozen plains at 347. And then number 1 should be extremely obvious, craters, 475.
There's a lot of them.
So most of the moons.
Almost every planet I land on.
What about rare biomes on the flip side?
Frozen wetlands would have to be number 1.
Yes, it is.
Only reason is because there's only 2.
Cheater.
I scrolled down to the bottom of the biomes list, and that's where I saw it, because it had in alphabetical order.
Frozen wetlands is number 1 with only 2 occurrences in the game, with frozen crevasses with 13, and that's the closest one to it. Tropical forest, which is one of my favorites by far, only 28 occurrences. I was actually on a tropical forest today getting one of my powers, and I had to actually stop and explore it because it was so cool looking with my updated graphics.
Updated.
Number 4 is savanna. And the funny thing is tropical forest and savanna are the two most lush when it comes to flora and fauna.
Mm-hmm.
Righty. So, and there happen to be two of the most rare. And then as well as swamp, which is number 5 at 62 occurrences. Now, I was going to write down... Oh, wait, I did write it down. The two planets, or actually their moons, that contain the frozen wetlands biome.
Hmm.
H-Y-L-K-A, Hilka, 8-D, and Alpha Mirae, 2-D, are the only two planet or moons that in the entire system that contains the wetlands biome. Frozen wetlands.
Sorry, I was... lost in the thing, because your list is wrong, sir.
How is it
wrong?
For
the most rare biomes.
I looked up at 5 different sources to verify it.
57 deciduous forests and 58 tropical forests. You didn't have deciduous forests on there.
My bad.
If you're going to talk about one difference between ocean and hills, I got to say there's going to be one difference between the number 4 and number 5 for the most rare.
A couple sites didn't even have that listed as an official biome.
According to the one that you have listed, the Starfield Compendium, it's listed. And it is a official biome because I have explored a couple of those.
I was looking, and after I did this list and I was put back in the game, when I went into Tropical Forest, I couldn't figure out how to determine I was in a Tropical Forest other than looks.
Easy. When you click on your landing point, it tells you the...
right there. I didn't even think about that. That's what I was asking. You would know.
Yeah, because there's that's times...
Explorer.
Because it tells you how much of that biome you've explored.
Okay, that's fair.
That's how I know if I've explored that biome completely instead of wasting my time like I did very early in the game and landing at just random points. I realized that's what it was telling me, and then I was like, all right, cool, I'm just going to land. Oh, wait, never mind, I'm not going to land there. I've already been there. Next here, next here, next here. I can't find anything I haven't found. All right, I'll land at the ocean and go look for fish.
Without looking at my notes, you guys probably saw this and already know. What's the most rare crafted resource in the game?
Crafted?
Crafted.
I don't know. Crafted, I don't know.
Vitinium fuel rods.
I was going to... I was going to say Vitinium resource, but...
They're valued at 836 a piece, but they are an absolute flipping nightmare to get. There are 6 tier 4 or inorganic resources, the most rare in the game. That's the 4 little diamonds on it. Mm-hmm. And each one can only be found on one planet each.
Mm-hmm. And one of them I spent, 4 hours trying to find on the planet?
Yeah, because you're looking for one of the most rare things in the game.
Cool.
And
that's my fault.
As far as I can see, the research I did, only 2 of these have a use in the game currently. Doesn't mean that they're not planned to have a use later on in the game, which they most likely will, because they put the resource in the game. And both of them are used to make the Vitinium fuel rod. So Indesite and Vitinium are required to make that piece.
Problem is that fuel rod has no use other than selling it.
Yep. Yet, that we know of. I mean, from what I understand, you could use those fuel rods to power something. I think it might have been like the generators.
Maybe. That's one thing I hate that they dropped out of the game is things that require fuel to run, mm-hmm. only because they left the fuel source in the game.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if they're going to do something with that later on, like maybe ground travel.
Maybe. Or like
we get those epic, you know, brain fart completely.
The new ways to travel that they've been teasing for.
Yeah, I was thinking about mechs would have to use those.
Years.
Mechs, or if they add bikes or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was this guy on Reddit that I saw when I was doing this research who actually did a whole diagram about the outpost that he created. He created an entire system to automatically make Vatinium fuel rods. And it was stupid complicated. It was more complicated than even what I would like to do. It was bad. It required more than the 8 outposts. And the way he had it all set up was each resource was going, traveling to one planet each, only one resource at a time, to make it more efficient. And he basically said in his post that it was absolutely not worth it. You can make far more money off of making rods or aluminum than you could making these. So, but if you want a challenge, I recommend going for it. If you want to know where these tier 4 resources are and what planet they're on, I'll let you know. Aldemite is on Schrodinger 2. Mendesite, Catdid. 3.
I guess. Rothasite.
Yep.
I hate that one.
You know this one.
It's on Carinae 3.
Alpha. Anytime there's a dash like Alpha, Bravo, AB, it's a moon.
Yeah.
Most likely. Tassine is on Huygens 7 Alpha. Veril is on Verne or Vern.
Veril, you can find her on Vern.
1. It's on Vern 1. It's on a planet.
On the first Vern.
Yeah, on the first Vern. Vintinium is on Dakaran 7B.
All right, guys. So jump in our starships, warp over to these systems, and fight the Klingons.
I heard that there was a... To get 100% completion of the game, you need to find every resource in the game. So
I remember.
So that's what I understand. So if you guys want to know where those 6 rare resources are, there you go. Help you get it completed. So you can spend hours like Rook trying to find one of them.
So if y'all want a good idea of the website we were using for this information that we started the facts with, Starfield Compendium will also tell you where all the resources, if you're looking for specific ones, where you can find them.
They have a really cool little map where you click on the resources or a resource you want to find or a multiple amount of them, and it will search and find the planet or planets that contain those resources.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to search to see if a planet has 2 or 3 resources that you need on one spot, you can search for that. It's pretty cool. It's a good site. I really enjoyed it. I'd say about 70% of everything I just talked about came from them.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good website. It'll even tell you the level of the planet.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
A lot of planets.
really?
Yeah, just a few. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into Around the Discord.
All right, do we want to sing it or do we just want to say it?
Bieber Day.
Bieber Day. Happy birthday, Mossy.
I don't think you can get hit with royalties on that song.
You can.
Oh, yeah. That you sure can.
Like publicly traded.
It is not public domain.
It's copyrighted, sir.
What?
And it's very expensive.
Yeah. So if you want a special singing, or actually, let's just do this. Rook will send you a message with a private song for your birthday. A private song.
I'm not doing a private thong, sir.
Yeah, don't send him any of your thongs. But like, he'll sing you a private song for your birthday. Check your DMs in the morning, Mossy. Happy birthday, Mossy, from the show. We love you, man.
Let's never talk about Rook's banana hammocks ever again.
I don't.
Wow, you just
took
a step further. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, but Mossy, seriously. When this releases, it'll be your birthday, so happy birthday, and hope work goes well for you on that day. And
saying in Discord he wasn't too thrilled about that, and I understand that.
Yeah, I always take my birthday off every year.
On my birthday, I'll be taking Mr. Archon to the airport.
I know.
My birthday falls right around 4th of July weekend, so I always take it off and either visit friends up in Washington or have a cookout.
Yeah, I'm excited for this birthday, though.
Widget just unlocked a new fear. So, Rook, no banana hammocks in the hotel.
Yes! Banana hammocks in the hotel!
No banana hammocks in the hotel.
Hey, Joe, now I need to go find a miniature hammock that I can put a banana on and say, yes. Hammock's in the hotel.
And take a picture of it and post it on Discord.
Yes.
We all three are sharing a room because the rooms are over at WonderCon are expensive. Ooh. And we got one very close to the con, so.
We're going in down in Anaheim where Disneyland's also. So.
Yep. We'll be all in Anaheim 2 weeks from today. Well, yesterday for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plus it's in Anaheim right next to the convention center where WonderCon is, so I'm sure the prices are a little higher that week just because of that.
Oh, definitely. That's how they make most of their money, those hotels near the convention center when these events occur.
Up in so Gen Con is located in Indianapolis, and a lot of the hotels are reasonably priced until Gen Con, and they literally told some friends of mine that's when they make their annual budget.
Yep. It's the big time of the year. We got a big room, though, with three different beds, so we're not going to be snuggling, if anyone's wondering. We're going to be recording in the room, all three of us, for Raw and Nerdy.
Whoa.
Recording, as in audio for podcasts.
Yeah. So, check out...
We got to worry about Rook,
in a couple of weeks.
I know. Are we sure? Are we sure we don't want to take a room for Rook?
So deprived. No, but seriously, when we go to WonderCon, check out our Raw and Nerdy podcast, because we're going to have a lot of epic content on there.
Tons of content.
I'm still deciding how I'm going to release it, because we're going to have about 3 to 4 episodes worth of content, and I'm debating on the spacing of the release, so we'll let you guys know when we figure it out.
Plus, it's still out there, guys. We are all three going to be at WonderCon, so if you're going to be in the area and you want to hang out, let us
in
know.
In Anaheim. And if you're at WonderCon, you'll find us in our Raw podcast shirts all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Mr. Archon.
Yeah, we're too cheap to cosplay.
What an experience that was. Yeah, getting those shirts. Holy cow. Now, because of how awesome that experience was, Widget now has 6 shirts.
And we're rocking out the shirts.
Heck yeah, you could wear a different one every day for a week.
Man, this is going to be some of my prized shirts, and I collect shirts, so those are going to be very well used. Especially if we start doing more cons like this, which I would love to do. I want to go to a gaming con with you guys.
That'd be awesome.
Our next big
problem is going to be me. I'll have to know like 2 years in advance, apparently, with my job and how I have to bid my vacation time.
Start bidding for, I would say, like PAX West or PAX East. Let's go to Boston.
I've already had to bid my time for next year, so.
Oh, jeez.
It is too expensive to go to Boston from California.
No. A few times I went. I didn't pay for my trips, but they were not expensive. I think it was like $400 round trip for me.
That's not bad back in those days.
Hey, now, that wasn't that long ago. It was only like 9 years ago.
Yeah, in the past 3 years, things happened in the world that caused plane tickets to skyrocket.
Well, they could probably still do it. I mean, the other option is PAX Prime here in Seattle.
PAX Prime's easier because I can actually drive up there.
Easier for us.
It's cheaper.
But not Archon.
It's probably cheaper to fly into Seattle.
We'll have to look. Do some digging and find out.
One of them is like the week right before WonderCon. There's one of them.
PAX Prime's usually in the summer with PAX West.
It's probably PAX East.
Yeah, PAX East is normally in the winter.
No, PAX West
fall. Is August 30th through September 2nd this year.
Okay.
Let me get to. I'm on their website. So
last time PAX I went to East. The last like four
PAX
or five times
East
I went to PAX
March
East.
21st.
Okay.
Yeah, PAX so, East we can't go to if we do one.
So they
cons.
Flipped them around on me.
PAX East is March 21st through 24th. So it's 1 week from today, basically, in Boston.
And they're sold out. So.
Oh, of course.
There is no E3 anymore. So that's not an option.
There's not E3 anymore?
GamesCon, I don't think we want to go to Germany, not without being given a free access to it.
That's going to be a pricey ticket.
That's the one gaming con I have not been to that I have always wanted to go. It's the biggest in the world, and I really want to go. So hopefully, you know, we get invited to go to, and that'd be awesome, because otherwise it's not happening.
What about DragonCon?
For Raw and Nerdy? Lotto or something, and then I'll get us tickets.
But we need to go to PAX. We got to go to PAX. So let's at least look into that off the air.
let's get back on track.
Anyway, Desktop General had a bit of an issue with his challenge character. What was that?
So he posted about it. He got to level 22. He was doing great. But as he boarded a pirate ship at a site, it took off and then he died as soon as he opened a door. He doesn't believe he was killed by an NPC, which it doesn't sound like he was killed by an NPC. It might have just glitched out because he was on a ship that was level 2 and he had over 900 life and died instantly. So,
yeah,
that's a weird bug.
I replied to him on the Discord saying, look, I think that's a gimme. So it'd be okay to reload that because it sounded like a glitchy thing instead of actual normal death. Like, I rolled back a save on my challenge character because I died from a glitch. So I would say he's safe to do that. I mean, just saying.
I would be fine with it.
Yeah, I would be fine with it.
And Dracilis had an issue that Illness had experience with. And he said that when trying to upgrade ship command, you must use a ship that was given to you as a reward or that you purchased using a stolen ship to get kills. The kills will not count. I have heard about this.
Yeah, I remember when Illness first brought that up to us and saying, I've been trying over and over and over, but apparently you could only get it with ships that you legitimately acquired.
Yeah.
So he explained that to Dracilis, and Dracilis was like, I wasted several hours.
Yeah, but he got a good XP from it.
Yeah.
There's a plus side in there, right?
There's always a plus side.
I mean, is there... Is there always a plus side?
Always a plus side. You just got to find it underneath all the negative.
Dracilis and Illness are two of our most outspoken people in Discord. I got mad props for those two.
Mm-hmm.
It's them very interesting.
Kilo Tango now.
Yeah, Kilo Tango's been really big into it.
Mossy.
Yep. Every now and then, Jack will pop in. You got quite a few. Yeah. I still love our Discord and still love logging in the morning and seeing a wall of text in our different chat rooms.
Yeah, and that's what's great about it is because they're not in just one chat room. They're in our raw nerdy chats. They're in our Starfield chats. They're all over the place.
One of my favorite things in the morning, I have a coffee maker coming pretty soon. Thanks to my dad for my birthday. But there used to be an energy drink, but I'm stopping those all together. Let's hold something different. But my morning prep is after I get ready for work, I'll sit down at my desk, I'll open Discord, and I'll read it while I'm having my wake-up juice. It's like my start to the morning, which is... So thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
I would do that, but unfortunately, I get up at 3:45 in the morning, and I'm out my door by 4:15, so...
Yeah, thankfully, I don't have to get up till 7, but... And I start work at 7:30, but I have to run...
Most of yours is at home, though.
Yeah. Thankfully, my job has been allowing me to work from home 4 days a week, unless I have to travel.
So we're on around Discord, right? I am currently, as recording, going through our Discord, and Steelstorm posted a picture of a blue rare rifle. It's a Space Cadet Professional's Advanced Mag Sniper that does 1,027 damage.
Two huge negatives to that gun right off the bat. Like, that is garbage. I'm sorry. Space Adept is immediate throwaway. Mag Sniper, immediate throwaway.
You just don't like the Mag Sniper.
I hate them.
Mag Snipers are high damage, though.
My damage output with my hard target exceeds that by double with all my benefits. And it's that you can't
all
silence
your benefits-
a Mag Sniper.
All your benefits that work for a hard target should work for the mag sniper too.
Because they're not ballistic.
Sniper rifles.
But they're not ballistic.
Mag snipers are ballistic weapons.
They're energy weapons.
I don't think so because they're doing
positive.
Physical damage.
I'm positive. Because when we first started talking about the mag sniper a while back, when Archon got his, I looked into it and I tested it. My damage output was so much less than even when I was using the old Earth hunting rifle.
The Mag Sniper is a rare ballistic sniper rifle with incredible damage and the ability to charge up before firing, greatly increasing its potency in long-range combat in Starfield.
It's garbage on my character. I don't know why then, because it literally does not do the damage on my hard target. I'll have to run some numbers and figure it out, but not even close. And the fact that I can't even put a suppressor on the Mag Sniper is a big negative.
For you, that's a big negative. But I kind of like it.
But
good,
come on,
fine,
Space Adept is worthless on any weapon.
Okay, I will give you that one because there's not enough combat in space for it to be beneficial.
And it's a huge negative because most of our combat is on the planets.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying because we don't know what they're going to release down the road or what Shattered Space is going to be.
There's a couple different little perks that come on. I don't know whether to call them enchantments or add-ons or what, but even on...
They're perks.
Even on spacesuits, there's a couple that if I see them, instant trash. Won't even deal with it.
See, I go by overall ability of the gun. So in this case, I would use the mag sniper if I was running.
The overall ability is going to suffer by at least 10%. 15%. So it's immediate negative.
For you.
For me. Yeah, that's mostly, to be clear, that is my opinion, not facts or anything like that. Other than the fact that my hard target does do more damage than a mag sniper. For me.
The opinion of that individual does not represent the opinion of
the mass or this show.
Right.
But no, I have not seen a mag sniper with that damage output. That's why I was interested in it for.
Yeah, and I had to make some colorful commentary on it just to spice things up.
How dare you, sir?
Oh, come on. It was fun.
Dare you spice.
What a shame. How dare spice you? How dare I try to make an entertaining show?
and as we were talking about Dressless's issue about his command, ship command, 30 minutes ago, he posted a picture saying thank you to Illness as he completed that progress.
well done, sir. What is DJ Seaway up to? I saw this on the notes.
Oh, he has a bunch of, he had a really long post. I broke it up into two different things. So the first one, he came across a bug. His game is starting to suffer from what Archon labeled or referred to as cancer. I don't remember what that was. His issue, though, is that his game is freezing during autosave. And to me, that's a big concern, because if it's freezing during autosave, there's a high chance it could get corrupt while trying to save that file.
Yeah, I don't have any comment on this because I don't know for sure. Being in IT, I hate saying anything that is not proven fact. So I couldn't guess. I would have to side on the err on the side of caution, like Rook.
Mm-hmm. I'm erring on side of caution because at work I've seen a computer that freezes during a save cause corruption on a file I was using. So it makes sense to be concerned about it. But wait, there's more. He also seems to be suffering from the form ID bug. In space combat, he will board an enemy ship and there'll be no crew on the ship.
I've had that happen a couple times.
And it's easy to take over the ship then and build up your fleet, but in my opinion, it's less immersive. He doesn't get much XP from it.
Every time I've boarded a ship that had no crew on it, the cockpit was locked out. The bridge was locked. I couldn't get in.
No, it sounds like he'd be fighting the ship and then board it.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm talking about. I've had that same issue.
Yeah, I haven't had that issue except for derelict ships.
Yeah, I've done it where I took out their shields after I discovered the whole targeting system a while back. Mind you, that was a while back, and learned how to board them. I had two instances where I boarded an enemy ship like that, and no crew, and I was locked out of the bridge.
That's weird.
No. There's no crew. Who is shooting at me?
Exactly. Why the AI. Is the bridge locked out?
The AI has taken over the ship. Also, he asked for recommendations with these two issues. What should he do? New game plus, new character, or wait until Shattered Space is released?
Well, one, do not wait until Shattered Space is released. It's not going to fix anything. Two, new game plus could very well fix that with the known issues that we've seen in the game.
Especially if you think it's a form ID bug, because apparently new game pluses will fix the form ID bug.
So I would say I would recommend if you're really attached to your main character like most everybody is, do the new game plus. Mm-hmm. See if that fixes the issue. And if that doesn't, you could reroll. I rerolled always four re-roll times.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Challenges. Archon needs you to reroll a fifth time.
Sigh.
I was waiting for that. But no, New Game Plus is fun because you get to start over as a fresh new world that you have all the skills you need to actually do what you want to do.
Yeah, but I still recommend New Game Plus.
That's what I was saying.
I know. Yeah, that's our recommendation. Let us know what happens, please. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the beta came out for the next patch, and it should be hitting our computers next week by their normal time frame. So we'll probably be reporting on that next week, giving it a test. It normally drops, I think, on Wednesdays. So
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's normally when it drops, Wednesday morning. So I'll have to play it through, and I can report on it on our next episode. And I believe that is going to be it for tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, unless you guys have anything else you want to mention?
No, we actually covered a lot tonight and diverged a lot.
Word.
I love recording with you guys.
It's the only reason why I do it. Well, I love podcasting. I've been doing it for years. But these guys are by far the most fun I've ever had recording is with these two.
Whoop, whoop.
So now I won't do it with anybody else again.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that is it for tonight's episode. Don't forget to check us out, Raw and Nerdy, our interesting little podcast about everything nerdy. Science, technology, movies, TV, toys, cartoons, everything nerdy. Tabletop, video games, we do the spectrum.
Bonds.
The last episode, we talked about space.
The Final Frontier. Yeah.
About traveling to Mars, the moon, what actual warp drives and plans are out there and how they could work and things like that. So it's a pretty interesting episode. I recommend checking it out. And I do not know what we're going to be talking about this week. So
we'll figure it out by the time we record this week.
Something awesome and nerdy for that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about what we're going to do about the episode while we're in WonderCon.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Anyway, that's off the air stuff. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And if you want to reach out for this show for anything related to business or anything else, starfieldraw@gmail.com is the best way to do that. You can join our Discord at any time, discord.gg/rawpodcasts, plural, podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter, aka X, @StarfieldRaw. And what is our Instagram?
Our Instagram is rawpodcasts1 because I had to be different.
This show, I never know, we have never mentioned it before, but this is a Raw Podcast production, which is our broadcasting company, where we only have two shows currently, but, you know, we're always looking at doing things different. So we'll let you guys know as that stuff progresses. And best way to find out about that new stuff is on our Discord.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us individually as well. You can find me on Twitter and Xbox and Steam and everything @TheWidget, TheWidget.
You can follow me on everything but Steam and X @Tomcat213. Steam and X is @Rook213.
And you can follow me on all social media @TheArchon606 and all gaming platforms @QWICK_D_606.
Have a fantastic week pirating those ships, and we'll talk to you all later.
Y'all fly safe out there.
Have a great week, guys.